Welcome back in Defense of Humanity, and we are talking with Kathy from Ohio. Go ahead, Kathy, continue.
Well, I wanted to say that I've been involved with hospice and palliative care for a number of times throughout my years, partially because my dad was widowed, and one of the things that happened with me was they said that he had bone cancer. So they said, oh, you need to call hospice in. So we called hospice in, and they medicated him so bad that he lost control of his bodily functions. He didn't even know who we were. And when I came in and I saw him, and I called the hospice nurse and I said, what is going on? And he goes, well, we have to keep your dad comfortable. I said, but my dad wasn't complaining of any pain. They were giving him so much medication that when we questioned him, he got in our face, and we stood nose to nose and told him to stop the drug. He turned and he said, well, I'm not going to take care of your dad anymore. You need to find somebody else. Just by questioning the fact that he almost killed my dad by over-medicating him. And I had it happen numerous times. We called my sister-in-law. We called hospice in, and they had a social worker come in. And I have, like you said, they have their whole little line of people come in. And yes, at this time, she was widowed, so we were trying to take care of her at her house, and we said, can you give us any help? She goes, well, just get a calendar out, and you guys can check with your family members. That was the only advice that she gave us. That was the only help she gave us. So what are they paying these people for?
And I don't know. I'm glad you shared that story. I have no clue. I hope people call in and share their stories, because I see this as a problem, and now we've got a computer that's going to say how long you're going to live. Doesn't that bother you?
Yes. Well, and I look at hospice as hurry up and die. I have been involved with them 7 different times, and I have never had. I've always questioned the drugs. I'm not saying there's times where, yes, they bring in a bed or they need oxygen or things like that, but I look at the amount of drugs that they give people when they aren't even asking. So some of them that I have seen, they weren't even asking for that amount. And they had them so doped up, they stopped eating, they stopped drinking, and within 3 to 5 days, they were gone. And, I mean, and the other thing I want to bring up, and it's happened to me, it happened to my brother, and my brother is not on exactly palliative, but I will say something about be careful when you go into a hospital. I lost my brother last year, 63 years old, walked in, was going in for a simple neck surgery. They paralyzed him from the neck down. They paralyzed his vocal cords. They never controlled his pain. For 3 weeks, he couldn't breathe. He kept, he had a pulmonary embolism they misdiagnosed, and they put him in the supposed specialty care, $22,000 a month. They did nothing. Wow. They didn't do therapy. They didn't even try him to help him regain, and my brother gave up. He said, I can't live like this. Oh, he whispered, I can't live like this, and he gave up. So just because they give you a diagnosis, if you have any buddy that's in medicine, or you can just dig on your own like you did with your brother.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I cannot tell people enough. I can't say it enough. You've got to do your own research, because they make mistakes, and they go by standards of care that are not that benefit the big pharma, but doesn't necessarily benefit the patient.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up the thing about The Guardian, because I hadn't heard that yet, but I will be on, I'll be very watchful of that.
Yes.
I would say stay away from that.
If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com, there's a little search box at the top, and you can type in guardianship, I think, and it'll take you right to that article that I posted. We did a show on that, but the article was really important because it was written by an attorney here in Ohio who was doing a review of a book exposing this whole guardianship thing, and the attorney was quite impressed with the book because she said she's seen it in the court system already, and it's a big problem. So,
oh, absolutely. And you know, you really have to be there, like you said, in the hospital. You have to stay there. You have to keep records. You have to document everything. And you have to be there for whoever is sick, no matter if it's an urgent care or a hospital, because I'll tell you what, I don't know what's going on, but I've never seen such incompetence. And my husband was in the highest level ICU unit, and he was, the mistakes, they put the halo on wrong. And then when we tried to make an incident report, they wouldn't even give us the paperwork. They kept stalling, and they brought in counselors and said that we were mistaken and all that. And, you know, if you're not there and you don't have somebody staying with your loved one, you're going to get railroaded. You'll be lucky to make it out. So thank you, Al.
Thanks for sharing that. This Christmas, we went to a party. It was a hospital staff party, and we sat with this couple, and they must have been in their late 60s, early 70s, and he was a physician still working. His wife had a stroke. She had a wonderful recovery. I mean, she just was doing beautifully. But she told the story of all of the horrible things that happened to her in a hospital, and I was actually shocked. And she's married to a physician, and they still had all of these terrible things that happened to her. So I'm like, wow, you really have to look out for your family member in hospitals, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I'm so glad you shared that. It doesn't hurt to warn people, does it?
No, oh no. And when hospice comes in, you know, be real careful. I would say unless you know they only have 2 or 3 days, but if they tell you 6 months, we fired 3 different hospice workers for my dad, and then we finally just said, we don't want you at all, because they did not do, when you see what on TV, we never had that experience about, oh, they're so loving and caring. We never had that experience with them. Hurry up and die and give you morphine as much as you, and don't give them anything to drink, and don't make them, you know, I mean, I just was in shock. We just told them to get away from my dad, and you know, and the hospital situation is a whole nother thing. You went through it with your brother. I lost my brother. I will never forget the images of my brother whispering to me, I think I'm going to die. And because wasn't, you know, he's my brother, I couldn't do anything because his wife thought everything was going okay. I was his sister.
That's heartbreaking.
I'll never forget that. You know, if people tell me, oh, go get your flu shot or go to the hospital and get the surgery done, you better think long and hard about it and try everything else you can before you get to that point. And if you can try anything alternative, or you can, you know, get something out of the system first, I would go that route. So
me too.
I'll never forget my brother's face and watching him go through that.
Well,
and
I'm
then the
sorry.
Hospital denying everything. You know, and they basically put him in palliative care, you know, in this facility that was supposed to give him physical therapy and move him. And, you know, they never did anything. And then they got their money, and that was the end of it. So thanks, Al. I'll let other people call. But
okay, thank you.
I thank you for all you do. And I normally don't get to call in, but I really like what you say about the whole medical thing. And you and Steve Elkins, you're really waking people up to all this.
Well, unfortunately, he and I are on the opposite sides of the fence on this one.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I agree with you. I wouldn't let anybody move in and take over.
Yeah.
Look what could have happened to your brother or your loved one or whoever it was.
Yes, Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm absolutely. Okay, we have other calls.
Okay,
thank you. Calling in. Okay, yep. Chris in Las Vegas.
Bye-bye.
Chris, did you know about AI and predicting death? Are you there, Chris?
I know about it. Good evening to you.
How do you feel about the computers predicting when people are going to die?
It's insane because computers are dumb instruments or machines that have to be programmed by individuals who enter the data to be gauged, and they can skew it to their own particular perspectives, their views of altered reality that suits their own agenda.
Yep, they can.
I would point out that Deanna Spangola this last week had a wonderful guest, and it was so emotional that Deanna and the guest both were crying because her son had been involved in a fairly minor accident and was on, and they were trying to tube him on the way. Hold on 1 second, I want to mute out for just a second while somebody... And anyway, they wanted to tube this kid, and he was fighting it because he was conscious and aware and very salient and aware of what was going on. Well, turned out what they're doing is organ harvesting, and when you have organ harvesting or donation on a driver's license, that's basically you're signing your own death warrant because they'll give you paralysis drugs to give the impression that you've ceased brain activity so they can harvest those organs and market them on the world market.
Why was he in there?
It was some sort of an accident where he had had a minor head injury, but it wasn't severe. He was talking and conscious enough that he was fighting the incubation that was being forced on him. He knew they were trying to kill him. He was quite concerned, and the mother was just, she had done all this research as a dual diligent investigator like yourself and others on this radio station in particular. But moving on to the Guardian situation, the Guardian ad litem, as they call them sometimes.
Wait, Chris, I didn't get
sure.
Did he die?
Yes, he was murdered. His organs while he was alive. The live organs are so much more valuable on the open market than the ones from cadavers.
Oh, my God.
And so this is creating an international market. This is the same thing that one of the senators, Bob Corker, I think it was, got caught up in the organ trafficking stink, and I think that's caused him to resign. Many places are getting these under the auspices of research when truly what they're doing is marketing them on the open market to whoever will pay the most.
Well, and you know, I did a show on John Stepmiller's about the Real ID. That information that you put in the Real ID, including the fact that you're an organ donor, goes into a database that's shared across the different states. And they've got all your identification. They've got your address, your name, your social security number. They got you all cataloged.
Well, here in Las Vegas, we have a very horrific abuse of guardianship under the state-supported guardians, and it's really horrific. The name of the young man who is a paraplegic is Jared Schaefer, and the guardians, of course, have come in and looted. He had, a couple $100,000 in it. Steve Miller, a former councilman here in the area, has a website called American Mafia that has a lot of the story on it about the abuse of the guardianship here. They've got the administrative judges in the guardianship program, the administrators themselves, who are looting and plundering. It seems that whether you're a senior or a young person, you're not safe from these predatory legal mercenaries, or monsters, more accurately, who are pillaging and plundering the people who are the least sophisticated, unable to protect themselves, so they can access whatever estates they have before it's distributed to the heirs.
Yes, it's true. And again, people can go look up, type in guardianship at Anti-Corruption Society, and you can locate. I don't remember offhand the name of the book that was written, but it was eye-opening, exactly what you're saying, Chris. And it was even, as I said earlier, an attorney read the book and said, he's right on. And so she was saying it's happening in the courts with the lawyers and the judges, and nobody seems to be able to get it to stop.
Well, when you understand that the bar is really a big mafia gang. They have a complete chokehold on the whole so-called justice or criminal justice system, and they become predators preying on the rest of us because most people are not savvy in the legal world or the law world, as the case may be, and it makes it a very dangerous place if you have assets. You know, if you don't have any assets, you're much more safe other than from the organ harvesting aspect, because no one is immune from being targeted for their organs, because there are people in parts of the world where they have unlimited amounts of resources who are willing to pay any price for a healthy heart or kidneys or other organs in your eyes. You know, it's just absolutely borderline on the psychopathic insane.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good reminder for everybody to make sure all the members of your family who have IDs do not have that they're organ donors on them. Tell them all, do not be an organ donor.
Absolutely not, unless you want to be a candidate for being murdered for medical profits.
Yes, absolutely.
One last little note. If you check into the Haas Spittle, Ha being an evil demon god, and his spittle being what's going on there, you can check in, but you can never check out because it's an international port of call or trade zone. And once you've checked in, it's very difficult to check out. I can assure you from experiences I've seen around here in Las Vegas.
Wow. Well, I can't say we had that experience, but I do think that our medical background made us a less desirable target. I do think they're more apt to prey on people who don't have much awareness of what's going on, because that's an easier, lower picking fruit. People don't know what's going on, and they just presume that they're going to be taken care of, and that puts them in a very vulnerable position.
Well, thank you so much for letting me chime in. Thanks for doing such an important search and restoration of light on this important topic tonight. And I'll let others call in. Thank you, Al. God bless America and the Republic.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Okay, we have Meredith, I believe, is next from New Mexico. Meredith?
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to chime in. Your last caller was right on about the organ harvesting and the donorship on your driver's license, all of that. He said, yeah, it is a death warrant. But a very wonderful gentleman by the name of Dr. Paul Byrne, who's well into his 80s by now, was on a network, one that I've listened to you on, be interviewed on before. And he was talking about the whole thing with euthanasia. And what they do, he said he used to have colleagues who had treated patients and done successful surgery and was expecting them to go home and have, fulfillment of the rest of their life. He'd leave them in the hospital, and before he could get back in, the palliative care people would come in and tell the family that this person was toast and sign them up for palliative care. And just to get rid of them, because palliative care makes a lot of money. And he said the doctor was getting so upset because he knew they were killing his patients that he had no intention of them going to palliative care. Everything he did, he was a top surgeon and was extremely successful in his work. And the palliative care people were trying to kill off all his patients. And I think there's another thing that probably very few people have heard, is that the very origin of our medical system is military. That's where you get things like surgeon general or the doctor's orders. All this terminology, this wording, it's all military.
Well, but I do think that, when we look at the research that has been done, Rockefeller was the one who really came in with Big Pharma, and he is the one who threw all this money at these medical schools to make sure that they were pushing his drugs.
And completely pushed out all the natural medicines, which was homeopathy and cannabis treatment.
Hang in there, Meredith. We have to go to break. Hang in there.
Okay.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back. Meredith, are you still there?
I sure am, dear.
Well, you know, I have to say, my husband's brother last year, he had a stroke, and he's not been doing very well, but part of his problem was his wife insisted he take all their medications, and she was so protective of him that she wouldn't let him be on the computer. She was just so panic-stricken, and everything the doctor said, she insisted everybody do. And she wouldn't let us interject any ideas of alternatives. But needless to say, he wasn't doing that badly. All of a sudden, we got a call from his daughter that he had stopped eating, so they were going to put him in hospice. And I remember at the time thinking, if he stopped eating, he's lost his appetite, he's not eating. That was the only thing. And my husband said to me, he's not ready for hospice. I don't understand what's going on. But, you know, I realize that when they give them all these drugs, it horrifically impacts their appetite. So all of a sudden,
absolutely,
they're not eating,
absolutely,
and they're not eating because they're ready to die. Well, no, they're not eating because they're nauseated from all the drugs.
Exactly, exactly. And unfortunately, you said it was your sister-in-law.
He did die. They did kill him.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens, and it's what I call people who have the doctor religion, who just blindly fully indoctrinated, march right to the death steps, listening to all that nonsense and garbage, and the worst place you can end up for almost any reason, unless you've got parts of you that are on both sides of the road from a car accident, you never, ever want to go into a hospital. And if you do, never, ever, ever go into one by yourself. You better have someone that's sharp.
I mentioned the Commission on Aging here in my community. One of the activities mm-hmm. they had is walk with a doc. Okay? They've got some doctors, I think, every other Saturday that does walks with senior citizens and invites the seniors to join him so he can answer all their questions.
Wow.
And they're eating it up. Oh, we get to walk with a doc. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a setup. What a setup, you know.
Yeah.
He's doing a sales job is what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Make himself look like he's a nice guy, but it's a sales job. Because I used to do in-home care, and I've been in a lot of doctor's offices and emergency rooms, and I can tell you, I thought I knew why I never wanted to be in those places, but after having to be an assistant to people and watching how they operate in emergency rooms, it is the scariest. Creepy. It's like being in a bad movie, a Frankensteinian movie, and you can't walk away because it's real.
Yep.
You know? And we don't have health care at all in this country. All we have is death and disease management, period. That's all it is.
For profit.
And for profit. And I'm telling you, the organ harvesting and all that stuff that guy talked about, that Dr. Byrne talked about that in that interview, saying you never, ever want to have that organ donor thing on your license. And he said they had one woman, a young woman who'd been injured in a car accident, and they decided to give her a death sentence, and then they knocked her out. They were getting ready to open her up, and she woke up.
And what happened?
And, once she woke up and looked at them, even the doctor, because they were getting ready to make a few a few hundred thousand dollars on this gal. And the nurses were mortified. They didn't go through with it. They didn't go through with it. She eventually got out of that hospital and got home. But that was one story that had a good ending. But just like that young man, perfectly healthy young man, they murdered him. That's murder. You know, and they're getting away with it in these hospitals. They're the worst possible place you could ever, ever want to be. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
They're incompetent. And stay away from them and stay away from the medications. I'm almost 70. I have no medical care. I do no medications. Everything is alternative for me. I handle all of my own process. And after listening to shows like this with you and the other one with Dr. Byrne, even more convinces me that I never, ever want to walk in those places because I'm getting to the age where God knows what they would want to do to me. You know.
Yeah, well, they're going to be looking for problems, aren't they?
Always. They would never be. Anyway,
okay, we
so
have other callers, and we got to go to break. Thank you, Meredith. I appreciate the input.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, and we are tonight talking about AI being programmed to predict death. We talked about palliative care and a bunch of other things. We're now in the last stretch, and I think the next caller we have was from Colorado. Is that right, Ken? Bob in Colorado. Are you there, Bob?
It went out.
Bob?
It went out. The show
went
out.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry. Let's take Dennis.
Hold on.
He's coming back in.
It's all broken up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to just let this call go?
I might be next.
Pardon? I'm sorry. We take the next call.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Dennis.
Okay. Hello, Dennis. Dennis from Indiana.
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, as far as the AI goes, I don't want any part of that. I'm a paraplegic now. I've been paraplegic since 2013. For 9.5 years, I was going to the hospital here in Valparaiso, Indiana. Well, just in Indiana here.
Yes,
and
I used to live near there. Porter Memorial, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The old Porter Memorial, yeah.
That's where my children were born.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Why were you going to the hospital for all those years?
For over 9 years, I got sick. My brain had locked up, and I had gotten real sick. And they never diagnosed me they never tested me for, I had both types of staph infection. Grew inside my body, grew a big abscess tumor wrapped around my spinal cord and my spinal column.
Oh my.
And all they did was treat me for alcoholic detox, because I was so depressed. And then my family, not my biological family, but my wife and kids and her family, they practically turned all against me, too, because I'd lost my job.
Oh,
and
my.
My brain locked up with OCD and that. But
yeah.
All they did was treat me for detox every time I went. I was drinking beer. I was drinking a lot of beer because I was so depressed, I didn't know what was wrong with me.
Yeah. How are you doing now?
Well, I'm here paralyzed, left in a lot of neuropathy pain. My family still don't really want to talk to me, but I'm thankful that I do have a home health care nurse in Bather that does come in for me, even though they do offer hospice. I've been in and out of the hospital so many times, and I've been out in and out of these nursing homes. I've got a UTI infection all the time, so I got a super pubic catheter put in, and they dropped me right out of the bed at the nursing homes. And, and they pulled out my super pubic catheter. My urethra is all ripped up. My bladder inside me is all ripped up. All they did was keep on making sure I didn't have water when I was bleeding down there. So I've been in and out. I'm on pills like I've never been on before, but there is not a single pain pill that has helped me. I've been on fentanyl at the hospital. I've been on morphine, and I've been on... Well, the pills, the opioids, I've even been on Dilaudid, and that doesn't do anything for my pain. The second neuropathy, the second laminectomy surgery, which they did it to me in Loyola. And then the first one, I went to RIC in Chicago, and they worked with me as best as they could. And then I went back in for my second operation because a doctor and the CDC told me that if I didn't have the second laminectomy surgery, I would never be able to hold up my head. And in the meantime, I was in a brace. Well, after a second surgery, they left me in a bunch of neuropathy pain. My body jerks all over, and it's just constant pain, pulsations going all the way down to the soles of my feet. I'm incontinent,
It sounds like
incontinent left and right.
It doesn't sound like they've helped you at all. That's unfortunate, but I'm afraid it's all too common. Our system is busted, there's no other word for it. It's busted.
Oh, it's busted, all right. I mean, I know that. I did break my back when I was little, but I didn't know that when I was little.
Yeah.
And I had degenerative arthritis of the spine.
Yeah.
And for years, I was a laborer in the laborers union, and I installed sewers and water mains and storm drains.
Yeah.
Well, they figured that's how I got the infection in my body.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Just grew a big fist.
Well, we got other callers, so I'm sorry about what's happened to you, Bob. It's hard to be optimistic, but it doesn't pay not to be.
Yeah.
You know, to find some way of having joy every day you go through. Find a way to have some joy every single day, because that's what it takes to get through life, I think.
I do. I count on God and Jesus through it all, because I know that we are living in the end times. And, you know, the sad part is about it, I worked all those years overtime, and I thank God I got a pension through my union.
Yeah.
And then thank God I get Social Security disability. But because of that, I get Medicare, but I can't get Medicaid.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go. I've got other callers waiting, and I'm glad you called in, and I'm wishing you well.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Lark from Texas. Lark, are you there?
I am, and I'll try to be brief. My goodness, I almost hate to call in after some of these calls.
It's pretty sad, isn't it? It's sad.
It is.
It's really sad.
I want to point, you know, we talked about the convergence of the law and of medicine and what has happened over time, but one thing that was covered in pretty good detail, for which I can send your listeners a simple link page, was back in 2014 when Deanne and I talked about the Anatomical Gift Act and how the law was changed to suit the new revised standard of care to allow organ harvesting and trafficking. And that link is spingola.com.
Okay.
spingola.com/lark, L-A-R-K, dot H-T-M-L.
Okay.
And that should be pretty useful. And I also might want to point out that, you know, Marty Oakley and Janet Ceylon have done quite a bit of research in this area. Both have been impacted by these guardianship issues. Janet Ceylon lost...
I was involved with Marty when she first ran into it. And the good news is that we had some advice that was able to help her friend. And I know... I haven't spoken to her in years, that she did pursue this, that she has been diligent in investigating the problem with this guardianship, which is horrific.
Well, you know, with this Real ID thing, it seems to me that they have a perfect weapon, and I say they, generally speaking. It seems like, and see, there's no real firewalls when it comes to security online today, as far as I can tell. So with
That's
this Real
right.
ID, I mean, they have basically backdoors to be able to surveil you, spy on you, conduct industrial espionage against you, sabotage, and they can blackmail you. And if you can imagine, what if somebody was to say that they were going to come to your rescue, but for a price, and you could live another 6 months according to what the doctors say and what you can afford or not afford.
I mean,
can
it's
you just
crazy.
Imagine?
Yes.
It really is.
You have the same kind of imagination I have. I mean, when I hear this stuff, I don't put lipstick on the pig, and neither do you, right?
Well, and that's why I'm very careful not to own one damn thing. I mean, I dropped out of the system. You know, at the end of 05 and 06, simply because I just, you know, the evidence was just mounting and mounting what is coming into view.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if I mentioned the word probabilism before to you, because this is being bandied about in bioethics
circles.
You did
mention, I'm glad you called in, because I think you mentioned in the past that you had family members who were victimized as well by this medical system, correct?
Yeah, my entire nuclear family was murdered by their doctors, who they trusted.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine how you cope with that. I mean, we came so close, and it was so devastating for us. I don't know how you got through it.
Well, you know, my younger brother died 6 weeks before I first went on air on RBN in 2011.
Uh-huh.
In the same month... his 35-year-old son died of leukemia.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, you know, we could all write a book, you know, at the end of the day. But this thing called probabilism, if you look carefully at it and the way it ties into bioethics today, and particularly with within the fields of medicine and law, this is truly astonishing because it gives them, because see, probabilism posits that in the absence of certainty, then probability will do. This gives these people carte blanche to affect any kind of policy they want.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I remember looking at the consent form, okay,
yeah.
When my family member was admitted. And, you know, if you've listened to my shows at all, you know I would be reading that thing, right? And the very first paragraph, it said, we all know medicine is not an exact science. It was like the first paragraph. And I'm thinking, why would that be the very first paragraph? And it ties into what you're saying, because, of course, if it's not an exact science, then we get to go with probable, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it affects every single aspect of our lives in the fields of bioethics, but also science, including all the so-called pseudosciences.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tie-in, and that's what's so scary about this, because, you know, like in the old Soviet Union or in China, it was ruled by council or committee, the Soviets.
Yeah. Right.
And more and more, that's what we see with this convergence, you know, this one world governance system coming into view. They had to marry the case law of the former Soviet or communist countries with the case laws of the first world or capitalist countries.
Well, that's kind of antiquated if you think about it. When they're putting all this data, which the Soviets didn't have at the time, they're putting all this data, and you and I know garbage in, garbage out, into these algorithms, and they're coming up with formulas to determine when we're going to die. I mean, to me, that's a brand new, hideous reality.
Well, eventually they want robots to run everything. And by the way, before I leave you, Al, there's a website. It's called Data Asylum. .com.
Okay, what is it?
Data Asylum. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put it in the... Do you go into the chat room ever, or...?
No, but you can get my email address, nomorecorruption@Huawei.com. It's on RBN. You can send it to me by email.
Yeah, I'll send that to you, because that's pretty astonishing. And by the way, for whatever it's worth, I am doing my first soak in a so-called nano bucket.
Ooh! Okay.
I'm telling you, I've got a 5-gallon bucket. It's wrapped with copper wire. It's plugged in, low voltage. I've got a gallon of boiling filtered water and 2 gallons of distilled white vinegar with 1/4 cup of salt. And thanks to my friends Jenna and Brian in Olympia, I'm soaking in this damn thing, and I feel almost foolish, but thank goodness there's no one here but my dog.
Okay, well, good luck with that. All right, thank you for calling in, Lark. We're going to kind of have to wrap it up. I don't think we're going to have time from Tony in Texas. Maybe we'll get to him next week. The callers tonight were really, really enlightening and reminds me of the amount of heartbreak that's being created by our medical-industrial complex. They have an ER show, interesting stories from the ER on TV. I think it's Discovery. And they're all wonderful outcomes. I mean, I watched that, and these people that with very little chance of surviving, they all miraculously survive. I think that they're doing a PR job. The public must have heard enough stories like were shared tonight that we're starting to get very worried about their hospitals and their emergency rooms. And it seems to me like usually what they do when they notice that we lack confidence in something, they come up with a new television series or a new movie or something to sway our impression, more manipulation, more propaganda, okay? Perception management is what they call it. So, but I'm grateful for the people who called in, and it is sad that there is so much tragedy this medical system is creating. But we've got to hang in there, warn each other, be careful. And if you're signing a consent form for medical treatment, don't forget to put without prejudice above your signature, because there may be things in that form that you are unaware of. And that's how the game is played all the time, day in, day out. We sign as if we accept and understand, and we aren't given half the information to do either. So please stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we do after every show. We do have to take time to remember the beauty of the planet that we live on, the joy that our children bring us, and image the world that we know we deserve and the future we want for them. The future we want from them is not more of this. The future we want from them is an end to this, and we have to put some mental energy to get there. Okay, sorry for the technical problems. And I'll be back next week. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Mite Relief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Mite Relief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.